When Eli heard the Ark of God was taken, he fell off his stool and broke his neck. Then his daughter-in-law spoke the word of the Lord. She said, glory has departed from Israel. After 7 long months of plague and death, the Philistines knew they'd had enough. The Ark of the Covenant was given to hell. Even Dagon, their God, could not stand by it. If you find yourself in battle with the children of the Lord, don't steal the Ark of their God. That's bigger than your babies, and tumors that bleed will attack your house and your body. To Gath and Ekron, those who did not die got rats and tumors. So they called their priests and religious consultants, tell us how to get rid of the Ark of God. Well, they came up with a plan to pay compensation. They figured that would cause God to heal them. The next question was, how much pay would God need? The answer points to God's sense of humor. 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden rats aren't enough to change God's mind. He laughs at men's offerings and vows that they make. God don't need men's compensation. I said 5 golden hemorrhoids and 5 golden rats aren't enough to change God's mind. He laughs at men's offerings and vows that they make. God don't need men's compensation. City full of rats is hemorrhoids on your body. I said the only thing worse than a city full of rats is hemorrhoids on your body. Oh, the only thing worse than a city full of rats is hemorrhoids on your body. Crying filled the air.